Melachim Beis, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed. Pekach ben Ramal Yohu becomes king. Pekach ben Ramal Yohu has a great fall. Vayikshar Keshar Hoshea ben Elah al Pekach ben Ramal Yohu. Hoshea, the son of Elah, plotted a conspiracy against Pekach ben Ramal Yohu. Gain the throne through assassination. Lose the throne through assassination. Vayakehu, and so he cut him down. He smote him, vayimisehu, and he killed him. Vayimloch tachtov, and he ruled in his stead. Bishnas esrim liyosam ben Uziah. In the 20th year of Yosam, the son of Uziah, and this leads to some questions about it being the 20th year of Yosam, since Yosam, in a minute, we're going to say only ruled for 16 years. So most people say that this has to do with Uziah slash Azariah's leprosy and Yosam ruling, either co-ruling or ruling instead of Uziah because of his disease for at least part of his lifetime. 16 years in his own right and rules the kingdom for some time along with Uziah. And so that's when Hoshea becomes king of Yisrael, and we'll see what happens to Hoshea a little later. Nothing good. But Lamed Aleph, V'yeser divrei Pekach v'chol asher asah, the remainder of the deeds of Pekach and everything he did, hinam suvim al sefer divrei hayamim l'malchei Yisrael, they are written in the book of Chronicles for the kings of Israel, and so Pekach ben Ramal Yahu is done. With much of his true wickedness not displayed until the book of Yeshaya tells of his siege of Yerushalayim. In the meantime, Lamed Beis, Bishnas Shtayim LePekach ben Ramal Yahu, in the second year of Pekach ben Ramal Yahu, who ruled for 20 years, Melech Yisrael, Molach Yosam ben Uziyahu, Melech Yehuda. That's when Yosam ben Uziyah took hold of the kingship of Yehuda. And Lamed Gimel, a little more detail, ben Esrim v'chamesh shana haya b'molcho. Yosam was 25 years old when he took the throne. V'sheish esrei shana molach b'Yerushalayim, causing all kinds of controversy with the numbers. He ruled for only 16 years alone, solely in Jerusalem. V'shem imo Yerusha bas Tzadok. And the name of his mother was Yerusha, the daughter of Tzadok. We mentioned the mothers of Malchei Yehuda because the fathers are well known, because in Yehuda they are dynastic and they reign after their fathers. As far as his mother goes, she was known to be a righteous woman, I believe. We'll see that with the next king even more so. Lamedalid vayas hayosher b'nei Hashem. And the thing about Yosam is he did that which was righteous and upright in God's eyes. Kechol asher asa Uziyahu aviv asa. Like everything Uziyahu his father did, he did as well. So he tried very hard to be a good king. Not only did he try to be a good king, but the Chazal tell us that he was actually one of the best kings in the history of Klal Yisrael. The Medrash says he was the only king who never committed a single sin. David had issues with Bathsheba. Shlomo permitted his wives to do idolatry. Rechavim and Avia abandoned the Torah. Just going in order. Asa hired the king of Aram to fight against Malchus Yisrael. Yehoshaphat united with Ahav, who was wicked. Yehoram killed his brothers. Ahaziah served idols. Yehoash killed Zechariah, and Amasiah served idols, and Azariah, we remember, entered the sanctuary to burn the Ketores, therefore earning himself leprosy. And in terms of his heirs, Ahaz, we will see, is terribly wicked and worshipped Avodah Zarah. Chizkiyahu disobeyed some of the things he was supposed to do, although he was very righteous. Menashe denied the Torah and was extremely wicked, and Yoshiyahu and Tzidkiyahu rejected the Nebuah sent to them. Only Yosam, out of all these kings from David through Tzidkiyahu, is never recorded as committing a single sin and is called righteous instead. The only thing he couldn't do was what none of the kings could do. Lamed hey, raka bamos lo saru. He couldn't get rid of the bamos. Klal Yisrael was too stuck on their individual altars. Oda amizabchim umekaterim ba bamos. The people just continued. They couldn't help themselves. Bringing karbonos, shechting meat karbonos, and bringing incense on the altars. Hu bono es shar beis Hashem o'elyon. In the meantime, he built the upper gate of the house of God. So he strengthened it. We know in Divrei Yamim that this gate was mentioned by Yehoash several kings earlier, but it was Yosam who made it stronger and more beautiful, or maybe it fell down. He rebuilt it. It says in Divrei Yamim that he did other great things as well. He built cities in Hare Yehuda. In the forest, he built fortresses and towers. He defeated the B'nai Amon's king, and they gave him all sorts of tribute. So this is included in Malachim, just in shorthand. Lamed Vav, Yeser Divrei Yosam Asher Asa, the remainder of the great accomplishments of Yosam, which we just mentioned, Halohim Ksuvim Al Sefer Divrei Yamim L'Malchei Yehuda. Are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Yehuda? Now, what it does say further in Divrei Yamim is that he did that which was pleasing to Hashem, just like Uzziah his father had done, but he did not enter the Beis HaMikdash, it says in Divrei Yamim, Beis Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Why didn't he enter the Beis HaMikdash? So Radak says, because that's where his father had stumbled. So he didn't go into the Beis HaMikdash to daven or sacrifice. So some say he actually might have used Bamos to steer clear of the downfall of his father. That he was trying very hard not to make the same mistake. And the Rambam says this in Hilchos Tshuva, that one of the ways to do tshuva is to remove yourself as far as you can from the temptation to do the Avera that was done before. So he moves away from the environs of the Beis HaMikdash so that he doesn't repeat his father's sin, showing his great dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but unfortunately that is part of what entangles him in the Bamos. But the Chazal still attribute to him no Averos, because his use of Bamos was purely to make sure that he didn't fall prey to the Avera of his father before him. So just finishing up, Lamed Zayin, Bayamim Ohem, Hechel Hashem Lashliach B'Yehuda Ritzin Melech Aram. So in those days, in the days of Yosam, Hashem began to send against Yehuda Ritzin Melech Aram, more about him upcoming, Ve'is Pekach Ben Ramal Yahu. And so just very shorthand, Pekach Ben Ramal Yahu, whose story is told at great length in Sefer Yeshaya, attacking Eretz Yehuda, and attacking Yerushalayim itself. So, some say in those days might refer to after Yosam died, in the days of his son who took over from him. So that, ending the perek, Lamed Ches, Vayishkav Yosam im Avosav. So Yosam eventually died, peaceful death, Vayikaver im Avosav Be'ir David Aviv, and he was buried with his forefathers in the city of David, his father, his spiritual father, his progenitor, but also the one that he most resembled because he was a righteous king. Vayimloch Achaz beno tachta, and Achaz, his son, who is a very different cut of cloth, a very different breed of king, King Achaz, who is going to give in on a lot of different things, is going to reign in his stead. His full name was really Yehoachaz, but the Tanakh removes the part of Hashem's name that was in his name, because his idolatrous affiliations are going to do him in. Achaz is going to need some attention, and we'll give that to him starting next parak.